Caught up with where we are, because we're actually in the middle of a series, and it just so happens that we got to the resurrection today. Just so happens, you know, maybe we thought that through a little bit, I don't know, but we are in a series called the I Am Statements of Jesus, just very simply, and we're in the fifth one. We've gone through the previous four. If you haven't checked those out, go ahead and check those out on YouTube, all right? And then after today, we're going to do I Am the Way, the Truth, and the Life next week, so come back for that. But this week it is I Am the Resurrection and the Life. All right, let's pray together as we get started. Father, would you be so gracious to just let this be your word spoken through me? Holy Spirit, work in this place, saturate this environment. Father, help us to know just how deeply loved we are by you today. We love you so much. It's in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, sometimes when I'm speaking to the girls and I think I've got something really good to say, I will say, hey girls, write this down. And after a little while of them grabbing a pen and paper and stuff like that and writing it down, but then losing that paper and everything, I no longer expect them to actually write it down. What I'm really saying is, girls, I'm saying something that I think you really need to keep with you. It's going to be really important. So let your ears perk up in this moment, because I really want you to believe more fully what it is that I'm about to say. Well, a couple weeks ago, I had a very unusually busy week. And for a couple days, I just, you know, had going here and there and stuff like that, so I felt like I was fighting an uphill battle with them. So I was about to leave again, and I just kind of rallied them together, and I said, girls, listen, this is really important. Write this down. I said, there are a lot of things in life that are uncertain, but your daddy always loves you. Well, later that night, I get home, kind of past midnight, and on my pillow is a note that's folded up with a bow on it. And I open it up, and one of my girls had written on there, there are a lot of things that are uncertain in life, but your daddy always loves you. Now, in that moment, I experienced a lot of satisfaction and peace going, because she wrote it down, because she thought so highly of it that she took that with her, I think she's starting to believe that more and more and more. Now, there are only very seldom times that I think my words are clever, but God's word is always clever and good. Everything that he says, everything that comes out of the mouth of God is so valuable, and we should just take it in. Probably no more important statement that Jesus said that we should take in. John chapter 11, I am the resurrection and the life. And after he says that, he looks at Mary Magdalene and he says, do you believe this? As if to say, Mary, like, I don't want this to just slide by you here. I want you to let this take root in your life, because if you'll let this take root in your life, everything will change. And you can bet that Jesus, when he heard these words in verse 27, yes, Lord, she replied, I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, who is to come into the world. Man, when he heard that, you got to imagine he was so thankful that she's receiving these words of Jesus and bringing them in. The question here today, very simply, is this. Do you believe this? Do you believe that he is the resurrection and the life? Because if you do, it is a life-altering truth for us to grab hold of. Now, why is it such a life-altering truth for us to grab hold of? Well, to explain that, we've got to back up further and explain the lead-up to this. There is a battle in all of us between fear and love. That's one of the reasons why God says over 300 times and close to 400 times, do not fear. Do not fear. Why? Because there's something in us that carries a spirit of fear from the time that we're born. Fear is not, and that's what we got to understand about fear, by the way. It's not in first and foremost an emotion, it's a spirit. And love is not first and foremost an emotion, it's a spirit too. That's why Paul says to Timothy, he says, God did not give us a spirit of fear. And that's why the first fruit of the Spirit is love. Two completely different sources that these things come from. Fear here, as in a sense of impending danger. And love, as in self-sacrificing benevolence towards others. You see how those are exact opposites. They're polar opposites. See, fear is a survival mechanism by definition. Fear is us eliminating dangers, protecting self, avoiding anything that might cost us. And because we orient our life around surviving, then we fear things that could potentially harm us, and we just shut them out and we avoid them. Why do I not reach out boldly to that person? Fear of rejection. Why do I not take on that hard task? Fear of failure. Why do I cling tightly to everything that I have? Fear of losing. See, fear dominates our lives from an early age. And the greatest thing that fear has to offer is the fear of death. Most of us, that's really what we fear at the end of the day. If I ask questions in counseling and I ask enough questions to get to the heart behind the matter, oftentimes it comes all the way back to the fear of death. See, at the end of the day, fear and death, they own us. They control us. We orient our whole lives around it, and we fear anything that could be a threat. But now, the spirit of love is totally counter to that. Love freely gives up self, and it says that it's good to do it. Love thinks very little about self, and I don't mean like an insecurity think little about self. I just mean there are bigger things that love focuses on. So why do you boldly step in even though you have a fear of rejection? Because the spirit of love is taking over your life. Because you go to God and you experience His love and the power of His love, and that compels you over that fear of rejection to go boldly step in. Why do I give freely instead of clinging tightly to? Because that spirit of love is starting to take control over my life. It is more conscious about things beyond ourselves instead of perceiving everything as a danger. I mean, how many of us, if we're honest, on the day-to-day, we avoid a conversation, we avoid stepping into something, because why? Fear. But now hear this. Just as the greatest thing that fear has to offer is the fear of death, the greatest thing that love has to offer is the person of Jesus Christ. We've got to understand that. And that's why John 11 is this major culture-shifting moment of time. We see the spirit of fear, the greatest thing it has to offer, the fear of death. And we see the spirit of love, the greatest thing that it has to offer, matched up against the spirit of fear. And at the end of the day, you know who wins? The spirit of love. Jesus. So when Jesus says in John 11, I am the resurrection and the life, He is checkmating death and fear once and for all. He is demonstrating so clearly that the spirit of love is far and away greater than the best the spirit of fear has to offer. It wasn't even a close battle. It was such a beatdown that it made fear and death look ashamed on the cross. We got to know that. It's not like a last second field goal. Jesus just squeaked it out, man, over death. That's not it. Did y'all watch that UT Kent State game in the fall? That's kind of more of what we're talking about. I mean, that game was 34-0 before anybody got a sip of water. I mean, it was a beatdown of a game. That's what we're talking about. It's not even close. These two things, the greatest that fear has to offer and the greatest that love has to offer, went head to head, and Jesus wins. He gives death to death, and He gives shame to shame on the cross, and then He resurrects, demonstrating His power over it. We've got to know the spirit of fear no longer has to control us. Man, so many people, they just live their entire lives in fear. Death and fear control them. Perhaps a long time ago, you just ditched the idea that you were truly loved. Maybe life has been tough. Maybe you have been wronged badly. Maybe you've been hurt. Maybe life has just been very difficult for you. And I'm sorry about that. I truly am. Man, I want to empathize with you in that. But at the same time, Jesus loves you. And His power and that love is so much greater than fear. See, if there's a key point for the day, it's this. The pathway from fear to love is giving yourself to Jesus. If you will just let go of the self, if you will just say, not my will, but yours be done. I'm submitting to you in all my ways and all my days. Then what's also consequently going to happen is that spirit of fear is going to lessen, and you're going to be able to live into the spirit of love. Man, living in fear is like living in a jail cell with the door wide open. Jesus is that door into life. And he's saying, if you'll just give up your life, then you don't have to think about fear anymore, right? Because if fear is that impending sense of doom or something bad happening or danger, and you go right through that thing, if you say, I'm giving up my life, you no longer have to live in fear. You now can live into the spirit of love. That's why the cross and then the resurrection is so beautiful. 1 John 4:18 says, there is no fear in love, but perfect love, check this out, perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. Love drives that fear out. It has to go in the presence of Jesus. You give yourself to Jesus, and he starts driving fear out. How is that spirit of fear driven out of your life? You got to know his love. And how do you know his love? Romans 5:8 tells us, but God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. The greatest act of love was demonstrated by Jesus Christ giving up his life on our behalf on the cross. And in the process, 1 Corinthians 15:55 says, death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? It's not in our hearts anymore. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? See, it was simply no match for the outpouring love of Jesus Christ. Absolutely no match whatsoever. My invitation for you today is very simply, you don't have to live in that sense of impending danger anymore. Just go through that fear. Go ahead and give up your life and give it to Jesus, the one who conquered death. Just say, God, I'm following you. I mean, I'm open-handed. Everything is on the table. You can run my life. I mean, we got to understand these things that we fear, they're a mirage at the end of the day. They are weak compared to the love of Jesus. And if we'll just ditch that spirit of fear, give up our lives, we can embrace the spirit of love. See, here's what people miss so much about the Lazarus story. In verse 36, before he resurrects Lazarus, the Jews pick up on this. They go, oh, see how he loved Lazarus. And oh, see how he loves us. Man, in that moment, he was just moved to the point of tears, and not just tears, but weeping. He loved Lazarus. Love is the motivator for everything. Love is what makes the engine run. Love is the essence of who God is, and it is love that is drawing us towards the spirit of love and away from the spirit of fear. For God so loved the world that he gave. It's the entire motivator for everything. For God so loved Lazarus that he resurrects him from the grave. Love is the motivator. We've got to understand that. Jesus is saying, I am the resurrection and the life. And we take a step back and we go, what is this about? It's about love. We've got to understand love is the most powerful thing in the world, and we can give our lives to it. And that love will overcome all those other things if we'll just step in. Man, don't you know how deeply loved you are? I mean, he loves us to death. And then conquering death and defeating the grave on our behalf so we could live with him forever. Praise God. His love is the most powerful force in the universe. And guys, it's time to ditch the same old fear-based responses. Man, some of us need to be awakened to what's really going on in our day-to-day lives. Again, it is not first and foremost an emotion. It is a spirit that we're allowing to hover over our lives, this spirit of fear. And instead, the solution is also not an emotion or even an action, first and foremost. It is to allow this spirit of love to overcome our lives. In Revelation 21, I love this. Go home and read it. That's your homework, all right, for next week. Revelation 21. I love this bride and groom language for God and man. It's like God is like a good man who is waiting on his wife on his wedding day, and he sees her walk down the aisle, and he just, oh my goodness, I mean, I get to marry this woman? I mean, I get to be with this person forever? I mean, this person that I treasure so deeply and I love so deeply, I get to be with them? I mean, are you kidding me? I mean, that's the kind of love that he loves us with. And I'm just telling you, nothing will improve in your life at all until you believe fully that he loves you deeply. No strings attached. That's the kind of language he says. Man, I just treasure them. Oh, see how he loved him. Oh, see how he loves us. Do you know his love here today? Man, listen, just this week, we have seen so much power in his love. We've seen so many demonstrations of experiencing all kinds of loss and traumas and stuff, but yet the power and the spirit of love takes over someone's life. We've seen people debilitated by anxiety, but the power of the spirit of love takes over their life. Praise God. We've seen people who had no interest in Jesus at all come to know the power of his love in their lives. Man, Jesus can resurrect some things. We can understand that, but it all starts with understanding his love, because again, it's, oh, how he loved us. And then we see the resurrection power. Do you believe this? I mean, nothing else matters until you start to believe this. Guys, the spirit of fear no longer has to rule our lives. Jesus came out of the grave. And praise God for that. So, as we close our time, write this down. He is the resurrection and the life, and because of that, love wins. Let love win in your heart today. Do you believe this? Let's pray. Father, oh, we thank you for the love, the essence of who you are, that there's so much power in it. And so right now in this moment, Father, I pray, would you just make it so abundantly clear? Would you inform some things deep in our hearts today, Father? Thank you for sending Jesus as our sacrifice once and for all, and yet the power and the authority, it's not even just that he resurrected once, it's that he is the resurrection and the life. So, Father, help us now to live into that reality all the days of our lives and understand very simply that love wins. And by the way, it's not even close. So let that be true in our hearts here today. We love you so much. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.